from the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico Department of Health reported 12 new cases of the coronavirus over the weekend in Lee County, bringing their cumulative total to 106. Of the 106 cases, 25 have been designated as totally recovered in Lee County. And the spike in the coronavirus numbers was the reason that Lee County commissioners canceled this year's livestock show and rodeo. County commissioners made that painful decision on Friday night. County Commissioner Dean Jackson had held out hope, but once the state fair officials announced earlier Friday that it would be canceling their event, the domino on the Lincoln County Fair fell Friday night. County Commissioner Dean Jackson.
Somebody that has never been in this program doesn't understand what these kids go through. You know, they're up at 6 o'clock in the morning, every morning, 7 days a week, feeding animals, working with animals. They're there at night, you know, a lot of times till 10, 11 o'clock at night, every night.
And the decision to cancel the fair was heartbreaking for commissioners. However, the risk was too hard to take, with the possibility of someone getting infected with the disease, getting severely sick, or worse yet, dying from it. But the folks here in Lee County have gone through harder times, with a silver lining always at the end of the tunnel.
I want to knock it through the roof. We're down right now, but we're fixing to come back.
Football coach Bum Phillips once said, we kicked the door in last year, we're going to bust it down this year.
That is a very good quote, and I'd like to use that.
Eddy County Sheriff's officials continue their investigation into a possible drowning at the Brantley Lake State Park on Saturday afternoon. According to reports, someone swam out into the lake only to struggle in the water shortly afterwards. Authorities know the identity of the victim but have not released their name. The city of Eunice will be invaded by law enforcement officials early Tuesday morning. Lee County Sheriff Corey Helton tells us what.
Tuesday, the 31st, starting around midnight, we're going to have some training that's involving the sheriff's office within the city limits of Eunice. There will be a large presence of deputies in the area, a command post. There'll be a lot of lights, and it'll probably begin around midnight on Tuesday night, the 31st. So just want to remind the residents, it's just training.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.